In Clowarty.
A convicted felon from Maryland is sentenced on charges related to making ghost guns. I'm Michelle Bash.
Wall Street Dow Jones up 33 points, NASDAQ down 5, S&P 500 up 7. It's midnight.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. A few days ago, thousands of migrants, mostly from Haiti, were camped out under that bridge along the Texas-Mexico border. Now that area is just about empty. The migrants bussed and flown out, some still in the immigration system, others deported. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is there.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas rejected calls to stop the deportations.
We have, in fact, determined, despite the tragic and devastating earthquake, that Haiti is, in fact, capable of receiving individuals.
This is why your country...
The controversy over border agents on horseback dispersing migrants continued, with President Biden weighing in.
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous.
Now to Northern California, where thousands have left their homes near the city of Redding ahead of another huge wildfire. This one suspected arson. A woman has been charged. KPIX TV's Wilson Walker.
The Fawn Fire was still burning not far from where it started today, just to the east of Interstate 5, right in the backyard of the Fawndale Lodge.
We had to pack everything up, all the belongings.
Not far away, those who had evacuated their homes watched the helicopters pull water from Lake Shasta, itself a jarring depiction of California's drought.
It is. The lake's drying up. We're in a major drought here.
The latest on the COVID pandemic, which is again taking about 2,000 American lives a day. One kind of booster shot has been approved for millions of people 65 and older or considered vulnerable.
The booster shot is free and easily accessible. Go get the booster.
President Biden's comments come after CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky signed off on a series of recommendations made by an advisory committee, agreeing boosters should be offered to people 65 and up. It will also be available to people 18 and older with underlying health conditions. But in an unusual move, she put back in the recommendation for a third dose to individuals whose jobs might put them at risk.
Correspondent Natalie Brand. As Texas and other states pass new laws and regulations to make it harder for women to get abortions, there are efforts to go the other way in Congress, the House approving one such bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 218, the nays are 211. The bill is passed.
But the chances of that happening in a nearly split Senate with a filibuster much smaller. Wall Street closed mixed after a couple of days of big rallies earlier in the week. This is CBS News.
WTOP at 203. It's Saturday morning. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. September 25th, 2021. Clear and chilly this overnight early morning. Patchy fog by daybreak in parts of the area. Low in the 40s. We're at 55 right now. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your morning ride. Topping the local stories we're following for you as we do ride into this Saturday morning together. Two D.C. officers linked to the death of a 20-year-old moped rider are now indicted on federal charges. And one this morning is accused of second-degree murder. WTOP's own Christy King has more this Saturday morning about the case surrounding Aaron Hilton Brown.
Charging documents say Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury to 20-year-old Hilton Brown. Back when it happened, police said they began chasing the scooter because the rider wasn't wearing a helmet.
I'm not surprised that there was an indictment.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We recognize that it appeared to be that one of our policies was violated.
There are strict protocols for when D.C. police can give chase. The indictment also charges that Sutton and his lieutenant, Andrew Zabofsky, conspired to obstruct justice to hide the circumstances of the wreck that led to Hilton Brown's death. In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
I'm Shayna Stulen. Police Chief Robert Conti says both officers are in the process of being suspended without pay. Terrence Sutton, the officer charged with second-degree murder, was removed from duty immediately. Andrew Zabofsky, charged with obstruction of justice, was working up until this week. Conti says he was put on administrative leave once details of the grand jury indictment were made public. Conti also says it's not an indictment of the entire police force.
There are a lot of officers on our department that are going out on the streets, putting their lives on the line day in and day out.
Councilman Charles Allen, who sits on the Public Safety Committee, tells WTOP the two officers being charged is a step that many didn't think would happen.
It's incredibly rare
when we see prosecution of police officers.
Both officers have pleaded not guilty. Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:05, a total of 11 people have been indicted in the death of a Loudoun County freshman at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University. As of Friday afternoon this week, 8 of the 11 had been arrested.
The arrests follow a 7-month investigation into the death of Adam Oakes, a 19-year-old from Loudoun County. Oakes, a Virginia Commonwealth University freshman, died of alcohol poisoning after attending a fraternity party in February. He was found dead at an off-campus house about 12 hours after attending the party hosted by the Delta Chi fraternity. 11 people indicted face charges including unlawful hazing and buying and giving alcohol to a minor. A VCU spokesperson issued a statement saying the school is dedicated to promoting a safe and welcoming fraternity life and culture for all. VCU expelled the Delta Chi fraternity in June. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:05. Fairfax County Public Schools is pulling a couple of books off of school library shelves, for now, anyway, after a parent alleged there was explicit content in the publications. The mother expressed her concern this week during Thursday's school board meeting about books that are showing illustrations of child sexual encounters, and she was describing the contents. When she did, Stacey Langston was cut off.
This is not an oversight at Fairfax High School.
I'm sorry.
There
are children in the audience here.
Do not interrupt my time. Yes. Do not interrupt my time.
I would like to remind everybody.
I will stand here until my time is restored and my time is finished. These books are in stock and available in the libraries of Robinson,
for high school
Langley,
students, ma'am.
And Annandale High School. Pornography is offensive to all people. It is offensive to common decency. It is the reason why the MPAA...
Following the meeting, the board decided to yank Gender Queer by Maya Cobades and Lawn Boy by Jonathan Evison from circulation, pending a more detailed review. The publisher of Gender Queer issuing a statement saying that limiting the book's availability is short-sighted and reactionary. It appears norovirus is what has caused dozens of students locally to fall ill recently, in specific at Georgetown University. In a message this week, the school says testing detected it in 2 students. Norovirus is a highly contagious group of viruses that cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and stomach cramps. Those infected can also suffer a low-grade fever, chills, headache, fatigue, and muscle ache. Symptoms usually develop 12 to 48 hours after exposure, and most people recover within 3 days. The school says increased cleaning and disinfection are underway around the campus right now. WTOP at 12:07, traffic and weather on the way.
Panera believes in saying yes. Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich